Welcome to the CE show.
I think it's recording. Honestly, if we don't have anything after this, fuck it. We'll just have to apologise and say that there's no episode this week because I don't know, bro.
That's fine.
Okay, we'll hopefully just leave it on chance and... All right. So, we're ready for... We're live, apparently.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Chewe.
Hi, my name is Achena. Yeah, yeah.
And this is the CU show.
Yes. I'm not doing... I don't know. I can't be asked. I'm not overpowered today, so it's Achena. Fuck it. Fuck it. Okie dokie. So this episode is a film-ish episode. So it's going to be on Catwoman. And it's going to be about the three films that I know of that are out on Catwoman. So we'll do the Dark Knight Rises, Batman again, right? Is that the one? And Catwoman, the one. Sorry, did I get the names wrong? I think I might have got the names wrong.
So it is, let me go to my Amazon.
Also, is Batman Returns, Catwoman, and then The Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are the three films, and we will mainly be focusing on Catwoman. I feel like I should explain to you the Batman Returns, and then we can kind of go from there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds fine with me.
All right. So the Catwoman in Batman Returns is Selina Kyle. She is like this receptionist to a big CEO guy who's an egocentric psychopath, pretty much. She feels like she has really good ideas, but her opinions aren't heard. So one day she's gone back to the office because she forgot a file, because apparently she's a bit, you know, in the head. And she goes back, she goes to get the file, and she's obviously aware that her boss is a bit of a shady guy, but she kind of ignores it, right? So she knows that something bad is going on, but, you know, she has to pay her bills, so, oh well. So I'm assuming from this, we're meant to get that she's complacent, right? Like, she knows it's bad, but she's still doing it anyway. So she goes back to the office. The boss sees her snooping. She's very not intuitive, but she just knows stuff. She knows how to get what she needs. So she's able to get into his personal files by using his password, because he's a fucking idiot and his password is his dog's name. Anyway, she gets into his file and he sees her do this. Like, she's even smiling at him like an idiot, logging into her boss, who is a bad guy, and logging into his thing like it's nothing. And they have this little chat and everything's funny, but obviously he doesn't find it funny. So he's walking and kind of threatening her, and she's kind of still laughing about it, but clearly it's not funny. And then he pushes her to her desk, basically. So she's a bit of a cat lady, I think. No, she wasn't a cat lady. She was just a random lady, I think. Single, job, main focus kind of lady. So anyways, these cats scratched her. Oh, no. She ended up being... Oh, no, that's a different one. Whoops. So she ended up being saved by these cats. So she kind of goes a bit insane. Obviously, her boss thinks she's dead, and she comes into the office the next day.
You're explaining Catwoman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
No, not Catwoman. So this is Batman Returns. It's very similar, isn't it? I mean, the stories are all similar. We know the origin of Selina Kyle, and I forget Halle Berry's one's name, to be honest. Per something. What was her name? God damn it. Sorry. Patience? Patricia?
Yeah, patience.
Is it Patricia? Patience. Is it Patience?
It's Patience.
That, her name can't be Patience. It feels like some... None if her name is Patience. I'm sorry, that's funny. You're joking.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
Patience.
That is a joke. Okay, anyway, Selena Kyle, back to Selena Kyle. She goes back to the office the next day and her boss is like shocked. While all of this is happening, she ends up, oh no, before she got turned into Catwoman, she got saved by Batman and she was really mad at him. She was like, oh, but save me again. Like, she's like, look, I'm already pathetic enough. Like, fuck you. I don't need saving. Like, leave me alone. That was her kind of attitude, right? And, but obviously, Batman is Batman, innit? He kind of liked her. Like, he saw her, like, her real face, like, the real her. And they had a thing, right? So, she ends up hating him. I forget what happens. I think they had a fight, like, on top of a building. A legendary fight. There's so many puns, so many corny, cringy jokes in that film. But anyway, she ends up hating him, and she teamed up with the Penguin. The Penguin is this guy that was born in like the gutters, and he's quite vile and disgusting. And oh my god, this film, it shows it. He's disgusting. Anyway, the bad guy ends up being her boss and the Penguin. So she ends up teaming up with the Penguin. The Penguin.
Her boss.
No, the Penguin. So her boss, the Penguin, is this rich kid who his parents saw him and he was deformed. So they threw him in the gutters and he grew up in the gutters. So he had this plan that he wanted to go up into the real world and know who his parents were, but that was a lie, right? He didn't want to, that wasn't his intention. So he blackmailed the boss, Selena Kyle's boss, and Selena Kyle's boss was like, fine, I'll bring you up, we'll cook up the story, we'll find out who your parents are, right? So they do that, and then the mayor supports Batman, and obviously Batman, you know, he beats people up and shit, and the boss clearly, Selena Kyle's boss, doesn't like him. So, but the mayor does. So Selena Kyle's boss wants to overthrow the mayor because the mayor did something. And they had this incredible plan to frame the Batman. And to do that, they did something and they framed him for something. And then the mayor lost face. And then Selena Kyle's boss, I forget his goddamn name, and it's like this incredible actor, and I'm beating myself up that it's the guy in Seven Psychopaths. Oh, you know what, I'm not going to Google it because it's disrespectful, but I'm sorry. Selena Kyle's boss goes to the Penguin and he's like, do you want to be the mayor? And he was like, yeah, sure, why not? Because at the end of the day, it kind of helps his plan or helps him do what he wants to do. So when the Penguin came up to the real world, he got the names of all the sons of the like the affluent families. We'll pack that to the side because he was looking. So in the film, right, he was like, oh, I wanted to go through all the register and blah, blah, blah. We didn't even know what he was doing. But anyway, they kind of reveal that at the end. So the Selena Kyle's boss and the Penguin, they fall out for some reason, don't remember, and I don't even know how the Batman is involved in this. Anyway, the Batman's trying to stop the bad people, clearly, and Selena doesn't like it because she don't like people messing up her shit. So she teams up with the Penguin, and then she realizes the Penguin is kind of a psycho and she wants to do whatever the fuck she wants. Because so when she teams up with the Penguin to take Batman down, and then she realized that the Batman is just another man who is just as sick, just as manipulative, just as depraved as any other man, because he tried to trap her and he tried to kill her, basically. But that didn't work, so she decided to work against him and destroy him, and she worked with Batman to do so. The end.
Huh.
I mean, there's more to it, obviously, but in this, okay, so at the end of this film, Batman and Catwoman, like, they were going to go away together, but she ended up not going with him, right? She ended up choosing independence. She ended up choosing herself and being like, you know what? I've had it with my boss. I've had it with the Penguin. I've had it with all these losers, all these men, all these people, and I just want to do my thing, and I want to rule the world. I want to do it on my own accord. Fuck y'all. That was the end. Like, I think, yeah, they had this little cute scene at the end. Honestly, you have to watch it to feel. I also, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, fucking fantastic. She killed it. She killed it. She fucking killed it. In my opinion, she's the best. In my opinion. She killed it. Absolutely shattered it. Absolutely wrecked it. I fucking loved her. I'm sorry. Like, I remember watching it and being like, oh my god, how hot. Oh my god, I want to be like that. Because you, like, sometimes, like, in the real world, you feel like your voice is kind of deemed by, like, the people that you work with. Like, at the moment, I'm dealing with something quite similar. Because I'm just letting them...
Your voice has been heard?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I didn't like when people try to compete with me. Because I don't know. Like, I know I'm good. It's not that I'm not good. And I know that I can compete. But when I'm competitive, I'm a bitch. And that side of me, I'm scared of her. Because, fuck, she's not nice. Trust me, and I know. I've lost friends over it. I guess if I didn't want these people to be my friend and my family, then maybe I might as well be as competitive as I normally am and, like, fuck them. But some of the people that I work with, I like. And if I didn't get along with one person, it kind of transcends into the whole team, and I don't want that to happen. So when this guy is doing his thing and he's doing all this gra-gra, I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to take a back seat, because a lot of his opinions and the things that he has to say, I want to... Not that they don't make sense. I just want to be like, okay, you're going to approach this. Think twice about how you say it. Because he's very, not blunt, but he's very, not aggressive.
Standoffish?
Yeah, like the way he says things is just, ugh. You just don't want to listen. Does that make sense? It just aggravates people. It's not just me, by the way. Everybody thinks so. Nobody's going to tell him. Anyways.
Why not?
Look. It's not our place. And the thing is, what he's doing is actually getting things moving in the office, which is another reason why I don't want to, like, I don't want to say anything or I don't want to do anything. So every single time I'm second guessing myself and being like, okay, we're trying to, you have to be objective. You can't bring emotions into this. And when I'm doing that, I'm so quiet. I'm kind of like standoffish. I don't want to say anything that might hinder him or stop him from doing what he wants to do. Does that make sense? So it's a bit techie in the office at the moment. So I don't really know how to. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about our voices being overshadowed by a louder person's voice. And sometimes I feel like I have to be that person who's louder in the office to get things across. But lately, I'm taking kind of like a different route to how I'd usually deal with that. I'll just be quiet, because it pays off in the long run, I think, anyway. So, but anyway, back to Selena Kyle. I said this before. So, yeah, that's how Selena Kyle, she ends up not going with Batman, and that was the end of the film. So let's go to Halle Berry's Catwoman. Sorry. I kind of took a bit of a digress there. Sorry.
Okay. No,
do you have
fine.
Anything to say? Sorry. I'm so sorry. Did you get
I haven't watched I haven't watched Batman Returns, so it's fine.
But do you get an idea of who this Selina Kyle is? Like, this Catwoman is? She's not the good person. She's not a good Samaritan by any, like, means or any standard. Like,
well, Catwoman originally was not meant to be a good Samaritan from the comic
exactly.
book.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's an anti-hero.
Yes, so this Catwoman is literally that. It's kind of similar to the Poison Ivy in the other Batman film. It's very funny. the one with the weird Bane. Anyways, the Catwoman. What's your take on Halle Berry's Catwoman?
So Halle Berry's Catwoman starts off as you get introduced to Patience, who is a designer for this makeup brand. So she does the packaging and stuff like that for them. Mm. And so she's in the office one day and her boss asks her to work in this project. She goes in because she was working late because she couldn't get... She's been given... The deadline's been cut short. Because her boss was mad for some
and her boss is a fucking psycho and he's a bitch. He's actually a bitch to his wife. He thinks he's like the big guy, but he really isn't. Which is one thing I liked about this Catwoman. Like, they didn't... Obviously, the man was obviously another egocentric, crazy person. But it just so happened that the actual bad person was a woman this time. And it was a woman who... Her glory had kind of died down and she didn't want to go. And she wanted to stay and she was going to fight for it. And I was here for that. Not going to lie.
But I think she was more motivated by the fact that her husband was just cheating on her and didn't care. And was ousting her from her own business.
Yeah.
That she started.
Yeah. She was being... Okay, so she was kind of okay with him controlling the business and all of that. Because she was the face of the business and she was still involved.
But the thing is that when she starts getting cut out, that's the issue that she had.
Yeah,
like, so, now this
yeah,
is my business, you can't cut me out.
She's now getting cut out. She doesn't like it and she's gonna fight for it. Even though, you know, the way she goes about it is a bit I can't whistle, but it's a bit, you know, crazy.
Yeah. So she goes to the office because she has to work late because the deadline didn't move forward. And during this process, we hear about how the new product actually makes women sick. Mm. And then the boss lady, like, hears someone in the shadows, which just happens to be Patience. And she tells security, oh, there's an intruder. Can you catch her and kick her out or see who she is? They cornered her into, like, the sewage pipes.
Yeah.
Where they drained, like, the stuff like that. And then... Boss lady's like, flush her out. I don't care if she dies. That's how they do it.
Like, flush the rats out. <I'm sorry. laughs> She quite literally got flushed down the drain.
Literally, yeah. So she drowns these mystical cats.
Wait. Let's not forget the, what's it called? The four something. That thing that they do in books. I forget. Oh,
foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. No, but it's called something else in like a film. In books, it's called foreshadowing, isn't it? But it's called... Anyway, foreshadowing. With the cat. When the cat went into her building and she met the cop. I thought that was kind of cute. And like, she was on the ledge and he thought she was going to jump in it. And then he invited... Okay, I've got a question, yes? You are a policeman. This woman is on the ledge, yes? And he goes... I guess he didn't try to help, and then he went off and he ran up, and then she told him that she wasn't actually going to jump and it was for a cat, but he didn't see the cat, and to him she was still crazy and he still asked her for a date. Red flag.
That's after she gets saved by the cats.
Really?
Yeah. So she gets saved by the cats. She goes back to her apartment. And then she wakes up to see a cat there. And then she was the cat. And then she's... policeman comes up. And then she's like,
she asked, remember? It was before...
No, because he was like, oh, I'm going to be late for work. And then she goes back into the office. And she's like... And then the boss shouts at her, like, you meant to do this for this morning. What's happened?
No, but I swear it was before she became the cat lady. Because she and that her friend, who I love, by the way, she and that her friends talked about it, about the guy, the cop, and she got him a coffee, and that was when she signed her name, innit?
That's not then.
Okay, I think I might be mixing things up, but go on, sorry.
Yeah, so she goes back to the office and man shouts at her, and then her inner Catwoman talks back to the boss.
Oh my god, that was so good. That was so good.
And then she goes and follows this to the Catwoman's place, and she's like, "This is your cat," and the Catwoman's like, "Oh, you've been touched." And she's like, "No, I haven't." She's like, "Yes, you have. You're a Catwoman now." And she's like, "Nah, mate. Can't be me." And then she goes through a series of things. She discovers that she can balance more, and she does things, and she's like, she's impulsive. Like, she goes shopping with a friend, and her friend faints because she's been taking this beauty product that the company makes.
Yeah,
the cream. And then during that night, when she falls asleep, she goes and steals all the jewels, all the jewels in that parlor.
How about that scene with the men when she was stealing the things, because they were stealing, and then she was like, "Well, not my watch," but then she stole.
Well, she was like, "It's a great idea. Yeah. It's just not for you," is what she says.
But I felt like this Catwoman wasn't really what Catwoman was about. Like, I felt like this Catwoman was nice and, like, all flowery and...
Well, like, that's what Patience
like,
was.
She wasn't jaded yet. Like, I don't know how to say. Like, she was filled with butterflies and hopes. And Catwoman usually isn't. You know, she's a bit sadder. Right? Not sadder, but she's a bit real. She's a bit more... Okay, forget it. You don't think? Like, in essence, her Catwoman, was it the Catwoman that you know? Or does she have the characteristics that usually Catwoman would have? She was sexy. She was sexy.
She does have some of the characteristics, because Catwoman is just meant to be an independent person who... does what she wants, and she...
I feel like she became that.
She embodies, yeah. That was the journey to it.
Okay. I guess I get that. And it also is nice that it wasn't about a man, for one, and that at the end she didn't actually end up with the man again, and she just wanted to do her own thing, and she just travelled and enjoyed herself, which, great, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I feel like we'll get to the end and I'll get to my conclusion. So, this Catwoman, what was your overall take home? Because at the end, we find out that the bad guy is indeed the woman, not the man. And they have this incredible fight scene, which, too much CGI.
Did you know? It couldn't be helped. It was 2000s. They didn't know what else to do.
I feel like it was around that time, you know, where, like, everything was CGI. Matrix just came out or just did, like, madness. And they were like, you know what, let's just go with it. Like, the more CGI, the better. So they just went full on crazy. But what did you think about the scene? Okay. Oh, you didn't watch the other one, so there would be nothing to compare it. So... the scene where she actually becomes Catwoman, where the cats kind of nip at her. I prefer the Halle Berry one to the other one. The other one was kind of like, I don't know. It had more of a meh to it. But Halle Berry's felt more like majestic. They actually gave the cats like history and mm-hmm. how they actually came to this power and how they've been doing it for it. Like, that's Patience's story anyway, that these cats have existed for like millennia and years, and they've been bare cat women, so she's just the new cat woman now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that was nice. That was something that the other ones didn't have. So if you're watching Catwoman for the first time or you're watching Batman for the first time, you'll be like, okay, so these cats, like, what, do they have, like, some kind of virus in their claws? Because Superman, he's, oh, it's not Super, Superman is an alien. Batman is a rich kid who's got bear gadgets. Green Lantern, he's got alien tech. Cyborg, he's alien technology. Who else? Flash, he was a freaking accident. Who else do we have? So, like, all these people, like, how they became, how they got their powers, or how they did whatever they did, like, their backstory, we have more context on their backstory. But on this, with this Selina Kyle, well, the first Selina Kyle, there wasn't much of a backstory, but I guess if you're watching it, you would have some context already behind it, right? So I guess, if I was to say the origin story for Catwoman with Patience, I prefer it all. Anyways, I mumbled on there. What was your take home from that?
From Catwoman?
Yeah, from Halle Berry's Catwoman.
I liked it. I liked it because it was meant to show the duality of femininity. Like, it's not just one version of it, because that's what it was showing. Like, there was Patience, and then there was the inner Catwoman. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no one way of looking at a woman in general.
Like, she, like, there's many angles towards her. Yes. Yeah. I absolutely agree. Do you ever just think, like, sometimes women are quite literally like that? Because what sometimes you just want to be that person who's, like, more flowery and more, like, cutesy, and another day you want to be the bad bee, and that is okay. And I guess that's sort of what that is, the duality that you're talking about.
Yeah
okay. Yeah, I do like the duality. I also see I'm going to assume that the woman, the older Catwoman, is actually the older Catwoman, the Catwoman that Halle Berry's taken over from. That's what
you think?
That's what I assumed.
She's just a researcher.
I mean, she said she was a researcher. I mean, Halle Berry could say she's just a designer. I mean, how does she know that these cats had these powers if she wasn't? But anyway, well, I can
maybe she knew who was Catwoman.
And so I see, like, two different women who are kind of not dying out, but not being phased out, but, like, going out of their glory days or their younger days. And one has taken it quite graciously, and the other, well, she definitely went down fighting. So, in that sense, I get what you're saying about duality, because women, there's no one way fits all with women. We're all very different, and we all react to things differently, and that is okay. Some of us are assholes and some of us are not, just like the men. And it's weird because I feel like sometimes some men don't get that, and
what, men, like, kind of, size to women?
Yeah, men kind of think that all women are the same, and I rather think that that's quite insulting. No, I honestly do think that that is very insulting. And I do think that some women do that as well. Like, they see certain characteristics in a guy and they're like, oh, he's like that other guy, but he's not, though. Not really. Like, they might do certain things that are quite similar, but they are not the same person. So you can't compare. Like, does that make sense? Like, say, take me and you, for example. We're very similar, but we are a very odd pairing, and we're also very different. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
Like, we're similar in the sense that we get each other, but the way, or the reason why we get each other, it stems from completely different things.
That's
like,
true.
You're the older sister who's had to take care of bear people. I'm the youngest who, you know,
got taken not like care of.
Exactly. Well, yes, I got taken care of. Exactly. And it was kind of like my sister's responsibility to kind of look after me, which, I don't know how many, that's for, like, my therapist. But I feel like in that sense, we kind of are reliant on each other. I don't know. Anyways, there was a point I was trying to make, but I forget it. All right, so moving on to The Dark Knight Rises. And that Selena Kyle, who I really, really like. I thought that Anne Hathaway did a great job. She did Halle Berry, by the way. Not like saying that she didn't. I thought she did an absolutely banging job. Her body was great. Her acting was great. But I don't
think that was the last time Halle Berry acted, because I can't remember a movie she's in after that.
Sorry?
So is that the last movie she acted in? Because I can't remember anything after that that she's been in since.
She's been in a lot of things. She was in like this thing a few years ago with like a sci-fi thing, and then she was in a film on Netflix not recently, but a few years ago as well.
Really?
Yeah. She was in John Wick. That wasn't a lot, but she was in that. Kidnap, that's another film. She was in Kidnap. That's the one with someone kidnapped her baby. That was 2017. I never watched that film. It was everywhere though. She was in Cloud Atlas in 2012. I remember that. The true. I'm sorry. Every time I think of Cloud Atlas, I can't stop thinking about Rick and Morty. It is a madness. Remember that episode where what's his name? The dad. There was this alternate reality where he was an actor, and he was Tom Hanks. Basically, he was like this really successful actor.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, yes, she was in that film, the True film, the Cloud Atlas film. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we've not really seen her in that many things, but I bet you she's been around though. Maybe not as the main character.
Netflix, she has been around, but I don't think it's just been as publicized as
like back in the day, like in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
I get you. She was a Bond girl. She is a Bond girl. Yeah, I know what you mean. Maybe she's just not taking as many jobs as she used to. You know, she's pretty much set. She doesn't really need to take any job that gets offered to her, does she?
I guess that's true, but I just like her. But that's fair enough. She wants to do less jobs. That's fine. Yeah. But yeah.
She definitely needs to come back though, 100%. I feel like in Big Little Liars, she could have played a part in there. 100%. No, not Pretty Little Liars. Big Little Lies. Fuck me. Am I like retarded today or something? Because I can't like put words together. But yeah. All right. The other Selena Kyle, which we both watched. Okay, that Batman film, that specific Batman trilogy I love. Bane. OMG. I'm sorry, right? I don't want to like thirst over a married man. But can we appreciate Tom Hardy for 1 second, I beg you?
Go on.
No, I'm just saying, like, goddamn. I was rooting for the bad guy, even though I'm obsessed with Batman.
I didn't really like Batman in this movie.
No. Why not? I think I know why, but why not?
I mean, he just felt so defeated.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Absolutely. And I know that's what the story was going off.
Yeah.
I guess he did a good job of it, because he's so defeated.
I am sorry, but what's his name? Come on, Uchenna, you can't do this. Christian Bale. He is a terrific actor. He's a method actor, but he's incredible. I feel like, have you watched the first two films?
No.
Okay. The fact that you haven't watched the first two films and you got the sense, you felt the essence that this guy was defeated, right? I feel like it goes to show that how incredible of an actor or how incredible of a film that this is. Christopher Nolan. Like, that's all I have to say. That's it. It's one of my favourite films of all. I was going to say Lord of the Flies there. that would have been some... Some makes that up. But yeah, Lord of the Rings. What's it? Okay, so Selena in this film, she comes in as a thief! Fantastic! I'm sorry. When I saw her, I was like, I know what you're here. And she's, oh, what an incredible thief she is. And her story kind of followed the other Selena Kyle story, where she kind of teamed up with the bad guy. I guess not on intention.
She wasn't teaming up. She was not blameless. She was looking for a way out.
Out, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a team up. It was more like an exchange. You give me something, I get something.
I get something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that particular thing, that while she was being controlled by the circumstances that she found herself in, she it was kind of a tit-for-tat thing, and she went in, I guess, knowing 100% what the deal was. And also, she did backstab Batman. She left him there, that bitch. She left him there to die. But okay.
She was going to die too.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if she actually stepped in, she probably would have died. So, damn. I'm sorry, but Batman went through it. That little pit and the little thing at the, were you expecting that at the end? Yeah, I've had dinner. I had some indomie. I had some indomie.
I had that in time,
bruv. It's like 9. I can't be cooking proper food.
No, I miss it. I miss those noodles. They're so. They do what they're meant to do.
You know what I found out? You know the onion one? You know, you used to come in like little sachets. Like they used to be like this oil onion thing in little sachets. They don't do that anymore. The onion is now like in the noodles itself.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know. I took a whiff. I was like, I was looking for the little pocket. And I was like, where's it gone? Lo and behold. I could smell it. Like, I was like, did I burst it? But there's no oil all over my hands. It was like, but then I smelled the noodles. I was like, ah, I see. Unagi.
Revolutionary.
Sorry?
That's revolutionary.
Yeah, I know. Really, really smart of them, I guess. So... I went downstairs, obviously, I had lunch, and my sister was watching this show, and I am obsessed with it, and we have to review it. It's called Married at First Sight, and yeah, we have to review it. You have to see it. It's chaotic, it's dramatic, it's everything tick. It's insane. So these two people, they meet for the first time at the altar.
Could it be me?
Like, it's not even like love is blind. Love is blind, at least they have the chance to actually know these people. No. Channel 4 was like, fuck that. What we gonna do is they're not
throw them in a deep end.
Shit about each other. We're just gonna match them up. Throw them right to the feed them to the lions, feed them to the lions. Mad. We have to like at least like one episode or like a few episodes, like the whole saga to the end. So anyways, back to
Batman.
I feel like there's a song. There's a song at the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it. Anyways. Kent Catchman. Yes, I knew there was a song. I knew it. Running for the ends like a Batman. I'm sorry. I knew there was a song. I knew it. There was a song. I'm sorry. I really was just hungry, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Is that true?
Get some nuts. So yeah. These release of endorphins are doing me wonders. Turns out, hey, look, I'm always in a better mood when I eat. Anyways, back to Batman. We were talking about the Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, I am recording, by the way.
Yes, so I know. I
forgot to mention.
It comes up as a notification. You are being recorded.
Yeah? Oh, shit. Sorry, man. I don't know why I forget these things. Sorry, I don't remember where we end. We're like, where we stopped.
We talked about how I thought that this Batman just looked defeated, and you were telling me about how I got the gist. I don't even know. I haven't watched the previous two movies.
Oh, yes. Sorry, carry on then.
That's all I had to say, because I was telling you why I didn't like him.
Oh, yes, why you didn't like this Batman. But yes, so what I was going to say then was that was kind of the point, because of what had happened in the previous film. So you see, there was this guy, he was a good guy, Harvey Dent, and he was meant to be the hope for Gotham, but shit happened, his girl died, his girl, who's also Batman's girl, by the way, I think she died, I think, and then, well, who used to be a Batman's girl, I think, he did love her. Yes, he did. She died. And then he got into an accident, Harvey Dent, and he went a bit crazy. But he was supposed to be, like, the really good guy, the guy who was for the people. But he ended up being a bad guy. So what they... Obviously, you found that out in this film, because that wasn't actually in the previous film. In the previous film, he was meant to be Two-Face, the villain, I think. But I don't know what happened with that. Yeah. But after the whole Joker thing, was that after the whole Joker thing? I don't remember. It's been a while. So, yeah. You know, you should watch. We should do one on Batman, because the trilogy as a whole, because that was Heath Ledger's last film, one of Heath Ledger's last films. After he played the Joker, I think he got a bit too into his role and tragically took his life, which was actually insane. But the film is, like, it took years for the last film to be made. Like, I think the last one was like 2008 or 2009 or something, and then the last one then came out in like 2015 or something. Like, they took a break. But anyways, so yeah, that was Batman's story. Things kind of got really, really bad, and that was why he lost all hope, because the person who was meant to bring the hope kind of died. So they made up this whole charade about Harvey Dent. And I guess Batman just kind of focused on getting the bad guys. And then he kind of retired for a very long time, because he had an incident at the end. And that kind of left him shattered, pretty much. And we meet him, like, much later on, after, like, years, and, like, his body, you know, his body's been beaten up. He is like, he's done out, as it were. And then there happens to be this trouble that he has to take care of, because Bane is here and he's about to kill people.
Naturally.
What I didn't get was Ra's al Ghul, and because I know in the first film he kills Ra's al Ghul, I think, Liam Neeson, and I get that Ra's al Ghul's child has come to fulfill his destiny, but what destiny? Like, that's what I didn't get.
It wasn't chaos in Gotham.
Huh?
Chaos in Gotham.
Yeah, was that his destiny? Because if that's his destiny, then boy. I mean, what a sad, sad way to live. But why Gotham, though? Because Ra's al Ghul is some guy in, like, a different continent. Like, I don't know. To me, it didn't. I didn't get it. But this is coming from my ignorance about anything from the comics. But some ignorance about a lot of things from the comics. Because I'm sure, like, if you knew... But I don't know. I didn't get it, though. That was one thing I didn't get. Like, I get the daughter coming to Gotham and taking revenge on Batman because... on Bruce Wayne, because he killed her dad. But I didn't get this whole destiny thing. They should have just left it at revenge, innit?
She never claimed it was her destiny. She just said she was picking up where her father left because he killed his father. Well, killed her father.
Okay. I don't know. Where did I get destiny from? Because I felt like she said she was fulfilling her Ra's al Ghul's destiny by taking his place, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's just that was Ra's al Ghul's destiny, but not hers.
Ah, I see. Well, she died tragically because... But you know what I'm thinking now is, like, the effect of, I guess, him saving the world and all of them having to die, but still, I feel like there would be, like, some residue of what she's done in that city, like, left. Which I guess was why they set up this whole Robin thing, which, oh my god. Like, I could see it from a mile away. But as soon as I saw him, I was like, yeah, that's gonna be Robin, isn't it? Yeah, like, it's fine. And, like, at the end, they did the thing of, oh yeah, you should use your middle name. It's quite something, Robin. And I was like, oh. Jesus Christ, of course. And obviously his name was pretty much a dead giveaway, but anyways, back to Catwoman. This is not a Batman episode. Back to Catwoman. The Catwoman in this, I felt like she got the ending. Well, I guess the ending wasn't really for her, wasn't it? It wasn't mainly focused on her. She was his redemption somewhat. Right?
Okay.
Or you don't think? Because at the beginning of the film, the butler, oh, I want to say Arthur, but it's not Arthur. Fuck. How can I forget? Alfred Pennyworth. Jesus Christ. Alfred said, oh, I would love to see you in it. Like, there was this cafe I used to go to when you were away, and I'd just look up and I'd picture you across the street and we'll say hi like we were strangers, and that will be it. And the fact that happened at the end with Catwoman. Obviously, he said with your family and whatnot, but it was with Selina Kyle, and he was with her, and he had his, I guess, happy ending.
Mm.
Which is her happy ending, because she's actually finally letting someone in, which I guess I really like, because we go from the Catwoman that's like, she hates men, hates them, good or bad, doesn't matter. She sees all of them as scum. She kind of falls for one of the men and she's like, yeah, still, I'm not letting you in. The next Catwoman is like, she's more butterflies and more positive. She's new. She's, you know, she's excited about the world and, you know, what the world has to offer. And she did let the man in, but not really. She just went, yeah, sorry, I'm kind of inexperienced. Kind of like a 20-year-old that's dating like a 40-year-old man and he's like, I want to get married, I want to have kids. And she's like, I'm 20, bitch. Bye. Kind of like, sorry, I don't know why that analogy was there, but anyway, she kind of went her own way and she decided to do her own thing and not stay with the man. But this Selena Kyle, in this film, she's been there, done that. She's done everything she wanted to do. She has her own story. She has her own background. She has her own scars. She has her own experiences. And she's got into a... It's like she was running, basically, right? And she actually wanted to settle down somewhere and to actually have that dream and have not security, but she wanted to live a normal life, I guess, because now she was pretty much done with that. And now she's letting men in. So it just made sense that it was going to be Batman. And I'm glad that happened. And they both hopefully will go on and heal each other and have super awesome superhero babies. And that's my little bit on that. So coming from like the two women that you know, who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite? On the essence of Catwoman, I think the one from Batman Rises. Is it Batman Rises?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Is better. But then
or
Anne Hathaway. But then so for the origin of Catwoman's story, yeah. I mean, I like Halle Berry's version better.
Yeah, okay, I get you. Oh my god, you know the scene with the basketball? How did we forget the scene with the basketball? Must be my starved brain. That scene with the basketball with her ass, and I was like, also, can we talk about the man? The man from Miss Congeniality. The man. What's his name? Catwoman 2004. Benjamin Bratt is his name. His name is Tom. Interesting. And Sharon Stone. Oh my god. I forgot about Sharon Stone from Basic Instinct. What? I'm sorry. So, I'm going to say this. The first time I ever watched Catwoman, I was so young, never seen Basic Instinct, nothing. So to me, she was just another actress. So I rewatched it for the first time as an adult, and I lost it. Faith, when I tell you that I lost it when I realised it was Sharon Stone. Ta-da. I was so excited. I was like, this is Sharon Stone. This is. I didn't know she was in this. I was so shocked by like the act. Like I knew Halle Berry was in it because it's Halle Berry. I've seen her in everything. She was Storm, for goodness sakes. Love Storm. So that's where I kind of knew her from. I didn't even know she was a Bond girl. Like when I first watched Catwoman, because I was like, I wasn't even 10 yet. I was 8, I think. Okay, I lost my train of thought. Sharon Stone, yes, Halle Berry. And so when I realised it was Sharon Stone, I was really gassed. And then I saw the guy from Miss Congeniality and I was like, oh my god, this is Hottie from Miss Congeniality. He did his bit though, not gonna lie. there were a few familiar faces that I saw as well, and I was really, really surprised by, like, the famous faces that were in this film that I just, that I just never, I guess I wouldn't have known in it. I was 8, so duh. Because, you know, the best friend, she's a comedian, and she's in Miss Mara. I don't want to say the wrong word. Or Mrs. Mar something something. It's like this show on Netflix where the lady's a comedian and she's going for a divorce. And she, anyways, she's the woman's agent, but she's a great actress too. And she's been in this for years and years and years. And anyways, I swear I was making a point about Catwoman.
I sound like Halle Berry's version of the Catwoman background story.
And then I went on a tangent about the actors and Sharon Stone. But anyway, overall, I agree with you that it was good, and it was nice to actually see an origin for the Batman Returns. The first Selina Kyle, she wasn't really much of an origin, like an origin. It was just these cats are scratched her and like breathed, actually. The cat breathed into her, which creepy with your fish breath or whatever. But anyway, but yeah, I wonder, because you know the Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises, she doesn't like have, well, we don't really know if she has like superpowers. Does that make sense?
It's not been told, no.
Like, they don't really, it doesn't say, but it's clearly more techie. She's a thief. Yeah. More like a thief than someone who has a superpower. So I think there's more of a, she feels realer to me. Like, she seems a lot real than the others, actually. Even though we barely know anything about her, she felt the most authentic to me. But again, that's the kind of show, or that's the kind of, I guess that was the intention behind it, wasn't it? Like, she's just a thief in it. The Robin Echo. I'm sorry. She's like Nami. From One Piece. I know you don't get the reference. I'm sorry. I need to stop saying all these dumb references that you don't get, because then the whole thing just falls flat. Anyways.
A bit.
How are you feeling, by the way? You seem tired. Okay, let's wrap this up then. So, all in all, I liked this, and I think that I'm excited for the new Catwoman.
There is?
That's coming out. Oh, with the new Batman, Zoe Kravitz. Yes, Zoe Kravitz. She's going to be Catwoman, and I'm so excited because I fucking love her. She's fucking incredible, and she's just doing her thing. You know, like when someone's just living your life and you're like, living her life, not your life. She's just living her life and just doing her thing, and it's just fucking dope. I don't know, it's just dope to see. Like, they're not like, I don't know, but she's dope. She's great in High Fidelity. She's fucking incredible, I think. And she's going to be Catwoman, and I'm so excited to see what kind of Catwoman she's going to be. Because she's going to be acting against Edwards. Robert Pattinson's Batman. Yes, in that film. And I'm excited for that. I wonder how she's going to, what kind of Batwoman she's going to be. It's Catwoman she's going to be. You know, have you ever heard of Batwoman?
Batwoman.
Apparently it's good.
Batwoman.
The series, Batwoman. Yeah. It's Ruby.
Show.
Rose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watch it. I watch it.
Yeah, the show, the TV series.
Of course.
You watch it?
Yeah.
Really? Batwoman?
This season
is it good?
It's a 50-50, but season one and two, loved.
So you like the one with Ruby Rose, because apparently they're changing the main character.
They're transitioning.
Or they're not.
They are transitioning. Well,
how are they transitioning?
The original Batwoman has gone missing, so they got a substitute replacing her until they find the old Batwoman.
I see. And what if she's dead?
Oh, she's not dead.
What if she's dead?
I don't know yet, because
she's gonna come back.
Some episode I am on, she's locked away in a dungeon. She has lost all her memory. So it's going to come down with this to whether she remembers her memory and whether she wants to come back knowing that there's a replacement. So I don't know for the episodes that I am on what's happening with this show. Because I haven't watched it for like 3-4 weeks now. So maybe she has already made that decision or they've already made that conclusion, but I don't know. But
interesting. There's also another one called Stargirl, I think. Apparently that one's supposed to be good as well, but I don't know. Like, you know, like when these things come out and I don't know. It takes me a while to get into these things. And the what's it called? On Prime, the art just doesn't do it justice. I feel like I'm scarred from watching Arrow and Flash and being so disappointed that I don't even bother with the rest because they're all by the same company.
Have you watched Gotham?
They just long everything out and it's just like, you know what, fuck it.
If you watch Gotham?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
but apparently the Joker is a twin. Okay. I'll try that. Because I actually wanted to watch it when it started when it first came out, so I might as well just carry on with that. Okay. I'll definitely watch Gotham. Gotham looks more my speed.
Gotham is one of my favorite series to watch.
Yeah.
Legit, it's one of my favorite. It's so dark. It's so everything. Oh my goodness. The first two seasons of Gotham are everything. Just it shows Bruce as a child. So when he's lost his parents, it's like the beginnings of the Batman.
His parents.
But with all the characters of the Batman, like in the series, so they've got the Joker, they've got a Scarecrow. They've got Gordon. They've got all of the major. Yeah, Penguin's there too. Oh,
Penguin, Joker.
Yes, Riddle's in there as well. So they're all there, but it's just like with a kid version of Batman because he's still maturing. It's going to be it's a fantastic take on the Batman. I love it.
Has it ended?
Honestly, you should give it.
No, I definitely will. I definitely will watch it. It's just one of those things that's like been on my list for forever and I just never got to it. Sorry, excuse me. Seems like I'm crashing now. But I've still got to edit this so that it comes out tonight. So, I think that's it for us. Let us know what you guys think about the Catwoman. If you've watched any of them, let us know.
What it says. So it was not in transitioning period. So it was a transitioning period, and now she has left.
I see. Yeah, I thought so.
I don't know if I'll continue what noise you
plan. Sad though.
What, I like her portrayal of the Batwoman better.
How comes?
No, I don't think that she's because just they both have stories that I get why they're incentivized to do what they do. But I feel like the new Batwoman is a bit wishy-washy in her ethos, I guess. Do you know what I mean? Like, she has, like, two playing roles, and the original Batwoman did not have two playing roles. It was a very clear-cut throat, like, line. Like, Batman would never kill or never use a gun. That's a clear ethos. Like, there isn't a hearsay situation. I mean, in the comics, there have been situations where he has used a gun, but the ethos of Batman is he will not kill or use a gun. And I feel like she crosses those lines too much for my liking, for me to agree with her being the Batwoman. Like, she takes too much liberty in being the Batwoman, I feel.
But, you know, Batman has gone through his own phases as well, where he has to. I mean, there was a point he killed Superman.
I know. But I just don't... I don't know.
Fair enough, though. But fair enough. Fair enough. I think... I don't know if I'm going to give that a chance. Because it's just like another thingy to me. Another Flash and another Arrow. Arrow started off so well. And then it just... Actually, like, by the time I started watching Flash, I think I gave Flash like 2 seasons and I was out. Like, I was so done. When Canary died, and then Canary came, just stop. And then they brought out another one of Heroes of Tomorrow. I was like, okay, I'm done. Like, that was literally, I think I was lucky that I went to uni, because I fell out of it. I couldn't be bothered anymore. I was so done with it. I think I also had that something similar with Vampire Diaries. I could never finish that because it gets to a point where it's just, I can't tolerate it anymore. I think the only show that's kind of like a CW thing that I didn't really have that ick with was Teen Wolf. I don't know if you ever saw that. I watched every single season of that. And that was mainly because, obviously, Tyler Posley and Stiles Stilinski. That's not his real name. His real name is Loden. Loading. Teen Wolf. And Dylan O'Brien! Oh my god, have you seen have you seen Dylan O'Brien with blonde hair?
I don't even know who that is.
Have you seen? You weren't a teenager when I was a teenager. Don't play with me, bro. Just stop. Come on. You know who Dylan O'Brien is. He was an assassin. Maze Runner. Sorry, American Assassin. Maze Runner. He was the main character in Maze Runner. Maze Runner literally, like, ruled, like, the 10s. Well, okay, he didn't really rule, but It was pretty big.
I don't think so.
You've never seen bees run out? The first time. How about the first time?
Don't know it.
That was a sweet film.
I don't know why, because you know I've lived a very sheltered childhood.
Wow. No, this wouldn't have been in your childhood. Maze Runner came out in 2018, but at least the last one. At least that. Okay, how about the internship with that kid?
Heard of it, didn't watch it.
With, okay, fair enough. He was in that. With Owen Wilson. Okay. Well, not Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson is the younger brother. No. Owen Wilson. Yes, Owen Wilson. Sorry. That's Luke. Owen Wilson. But anyway, I was thirsting over Dylan O'Brien. Dylan O'Brien is a fantastic actor who is very, how do I say? The character that he acts in Teen Wolf is like a very quirky, awkward teenager. Like, he stutters on his words and he's a bit clumsy. And like, he's actually really cool, but he's kind of a dork. And he's just so sweet. And like, he was in love with this girl who was like a mean girl. And like, she was so horrible to him, but she was bait. She was so buff. Anyways, yeah, okay, it's okay. I'm not mad or anything. But we will have to watch The Maze Runner together, babe. If I have to come up the way up north, sit down with you to watch it, we will. Oh, at least American Assassin, because he was magnificent in that. When he was shooting really? The Maze Runner, he actually had an accident. And apparently, I think, yeah, he thought he was never going to, like, come back, but he did, and so glad. And I think he's kind of taken a bit of a break.
Does he not have a stunt double?
Great. And hopefully he's back on our screens. Well, okay. You know, he wanted to do it himself, you know? Probably now, he's probably going to, you know, use more stunt actor, but I don't know. I guess there's like a sense of fulfillment, you know, when you do your own stunts yourself. A lot of actors say, apparently. But it's kind of, I kind of get it though, because it feels a lot better when you do something rather than when someone else does it. So, but anyways, I'm sorry again that we digressed. Hopefully that is enough for you guys to actually go on. Because usually by the time like I cut down like an hour's worth of stuff, we only have about like 40 minutes or so because I cut out a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, oh my God, Faith, you know the Drunk Diaries episode that we recorded? None of that can see the light of day. No, I'm serious. I think I'm going to send you that.
I don't even want to hear it, to be honest.
So that you can also cringe. Oh, dude, I said some dumb things about certain people that I really want to take back. Like, I'm not, you know what, it's okay. Anyways, follow us at The CU Show on Instagram and on Twitter, and you can at me at Uchenna Ubas.
You are?
Because I'm sick of the other one. Yeah, I might as well, bruv. It really doesn't matter. Yeah, follow me or find me at Tuchenna Ubas.
How about you? What's your name? Where can we find you? And Twitter, but don't bother my Twitter. I don't really use that much, but it's there if you want it.
I'm at Tuchenna Ubas actually everywhere as well, on Twitter and on Instagram. So, yeah.
Bye.
Welcome to The CU Show.